This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. A new permit will set tougher limits on water pollution from the Suncor Energy Refinery in Commerce City. CPR's Sam Brash has the details.
Suncor releases wastewater into Sand Creek, a source of drinking and irrigation water for downstream communities. It's repeatedly reported those discharges contain unsafe levels of forever chemicals. That's a dangerous class of long-lasting compounds known to increase the risk of cancer and fertility issues. The new permit sets the first limits for those pollutants, but it also gives the company 3 years to build water treatment facilities before facing consequences. The federal government now has 90 days to approve the permit. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Colorado librarian has tracked down information on dozens of women who died while getting an abortion or performing one on themselves before the procedure was legalized. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Alex Hernandez works in the Denver Public Library's Special Collections Department. A few years ago, he learned about old newspaper ads for abortifacients, substances and medications that cause abortions. He dug through articles dating back to before Colorado was a state. He's now written about some of the many stories he found.
A lot of these women died pretty horribly, either from blood loss or septicemia, which is a terrible way to go.
He documented cases of nearly 50 women who died, but says it's likely a small fraction of the total. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Vegetarians and vegans will have some more food options at Denver's Coors Field this baseball season. A new stand called Better Off Burgers will serve plant-based burgers, chips, and shakes. The Rockies are hoping they can muster up more than vegan burgers to excite fans this season. The team lost nearly twice as many games as it won last year, finishing with one of the worst records in Major League Baseball. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.